This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now back to Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
Welcome back. Wow. Fozzie's birthday. Martin makes pizza, and it's really, really good. A little Provol cheese, salami. Man, it's hot. Really tasty, Martin. I'm really impressed.
I owe Martin an apology. I had low expectations heading into this pizza display. It was really good.
I have never been more nervous for a show than today because I promised that I would bring... To be fair, it's not Martin's pizza. This is the Scouts. The Scouts, I think it's... I should know this. Someone, the Cubmasters, Pack 624 had their pizza drive, and I was telling these guys about it, and they said, well, let's sample the good. So today, I'm trying to time it, because I don't want a pizza here that doesn't represent well, because this is marketing now for next year. So it had to arrive at the right temperature. A lot of pressure on these drivers, too. Delivery drivers. So
Martin now has sympathy for pizza delivery drivers.
I may or may not have come close to running a red light at the corner of Lindbergh and Manchester, because I said, I can't sit in a light for 2 or 3 minutes. This thing is piping hot right now.
Yeah.
I mean, you and Curbs had me engrossed, but I was just staring at I cranked the heat in the car, and I was boiling. I'm like, I want this baby to be delivered nice and warm. It's got kind of an emo style to it, O.B. Clark style.
That Provol cheese. Ooh,
little pepperoni
good.
On there.
Yeah, nice.
And it's Plowsy's birthday, and I wanted to do something special, even though I didn't know it was his birthday until I walked in.
Yeah, you seem surprised, but I'm still going to take that pizza as a birthday present, so I appreciate it.
Absolutely. So next year, listeners, when the Scouts are selling, you've heard it here first, because Frank would never take free food and give you a bad review, would he? No. This is the best pizza we've had today, okay? They're $9.
That's what it charges? And it's a good size pizza, too.
And you can always round up if you want. It's for the Scouts. I mean, did you want... After church, we're collecting money, and I'm like, did you need some change for that?
Handed you $100. So you
did you want change?
You do? Oh, you do? Okay.
We were selling one day, and Carson comes over. He goes, Dad, I got a 50. I said, what did the guy buy? And he said, 2 pizzas. He said, what do we owe him? And I said, we could round it up.
So it's $9? Is that what it is?
$9, yeah.
So that's a good one because you're going to get that tip because everybody wants to just give 10.
That's the number, right?
Yeah.
Or you make it like $9.25. Like, nobody's asking for their change back. Anyway, great to be here. I would like to ask Frank a question as a longtime sports connoisseur. Is it really hard to beat a good team or beat a team 3 times in one season?
Referring to Marquette and
St. John's
tonight.
They've beaten us twice. Yeah. We're playing in their building at the Garden. Is there something to that axiom? I'm hanging
there
on.
Is
it?
Absolutely.
Okay. I mean, we're due, right?
Absolutely. Yeah.
It doesn't sound that encouraging.
What time's the game? Is that
6 o'clock on FS1.
Yeah.
So what would you rather have happen tonight? Marquette beat St. John's or the Billikens knock off Richmond?
Mm.
Come on, St. Louis audience, listen up.
Boy, that's a tide for first, if there ever was one. I would say, to be honest, the Billikens need it more.
Yes.
Like, Marquette's going to the NCAA. I'd hate to go in on a 5-game losing streak.
There's no chance if Marquette loses tonight, they'd be on the bubble.
They're in.
No, they're in.
They've been in for a while. They're just hurting their seating with every loss and making the fan base restless. I can't pick. That's like picking your favorite kid, you know, Carson. I don't know. I'd love to see the Billikens get on a run. All right, how about 5 for Frank, brought to you by Greenville University.
Time to tee up the hot topics. It's 5 for Frank, brought to you by Greenville University, a liberal arts institution just 45 miles from St. Louis.
When you hear news like Carlos Martinez will be ready to play catch, I fear that our news directors will hear that, and they always wonder, do we really need to cover spring training? Do you guys need to be there that long? We're like, yes, this is important. Big things are happening. And then you hear headlines such as Carlos is about to play catch. What are your expectations for him this season?
Well, I have a couple of thoughts on this. First of all, about the news director angle, is we had a GM a while back. God, thank God he's no longer as our general manager.
Not with us.
Yes, that's what I said. But he said when they were talking about spring training coverage, he made another salesperson stand up and he crumbled up a piece of paper. And he pretended like he was a pitcher. He says, you see this? I don't want to see this on our station anymore. I don't want to see any of this spring training stuff. And then the other salespeople said, you know, they are the Cardinals. I don't care. Then he threw another. This is what I think. So that's
wow. Alec Baldwin.
Exactly.
Glenn Gary, Glenn Ross. Yeah. How long was that GM there?
About 2 years and about a year and a half too long.
Right.
Yeah. The reign of terror ended. when he got let go, somebody tweeted out just ding dong.
Right. We had a news director who came in, had a lot of ideas, but sports was not high on his list.
In shocking news.
And after about 6 months, he sort of reversed field and said, you know, sports matters in this town. So Dick Ford told me, and I said, this news director is now saying he's all about sports. He said, we went to dinner before he started here, and he said, sports on local TV is a waste of time. I'll tell you, he said it to my face. I said, well, now he's singing a different tune. And he said he realized, he never admitted it, he wanted to say that was always his idea.
Please.
But that St. Louis is unique. If you don't cover the Cardinals, Blues, Rams at the
even
time.
Even high school.
High school. If you don't, people will notice and they'll tune you out.
Yeah. Okay, so to answer
so
the
Carlos
question.
So Carlos is playing catch.
And then the other thought was, you remember it was supposed to be 2 weeks? Now we're almost at a month. The Cardinal medical staff is just unbelievable. Why do they even think about putting timetables on these injuries anymore? Oh, 2 weeks. Well, it's been about a month. In terms of what he'll do, I bet he'll probably stay in the pen for the majority of the season and eventually be effective, but I don't think he's going to be a starter with 140 innings.
Isn't your expectation level for him now as low as it's ever been? Isn't that sad, though, that you're – and it's not – guys get injured. It's just sort of the frustration with what's going on. Is he healthy? Is he rehabbing? Is it a workout issue? And I guess the timetable, the only defense I would say, we always push for answers. Maybe they're better off just saying, we don't know. Because we push for the timetables, and they do 90% of the time, they appear to be wrong.
And I will say this, too, is I didn't, you know, notice that he looked like heavy or anything like that. And it may
you
have
couldn't
been...
see him around Ozuna is the point.
It may have been the fact that, you know, throwing a baseball is an unnatural act, and he's got a weird motion, and this arm and shoulder is just, it's not because he didn't work hard. It's just because that's what happens to pitchers who throw that long and that hard for years.
If he's somebody that you can't count on, isn't the bullpen a better spot?
Oh, sure.
Where you're not, I mean, you can't put him as part of your top five where you're pensive, because that disrupts everything. If he's in your rotation, but you know he's not going to be reliable, that's a disaster.
Yeah. And just think if Gant is one of the starters, and so you have available in the sixth inning, you know, Dakota Hudson and Brebbia, and I'm leaving out one more. I mean, Miller is the eighth and ninth.
Miller, Reyes will be there.
Oh, Reyes, yeah.
And then you get to Hicks.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I mean,
I don't think you're going to miss them.
It may be on accident, but Martinez in the bullpen may end up being a huge, you know, season move, you know, season-altering move that they weren't necessarily planning. All right, number two, Five for Frank, brought to you by Greenville University. Let's go through the three basketballs tonight. Mizzou, Auburn. Scandal-ridden Auburn, by the way. Jeff Gordon outlining it in Tip Sheet, how Bruce Pearl is once again associated with NCAA issues. Of course, it's always the assistant. Remember, Chuck Person got fired.
Yeah.
He might be going down with that bigger NCAA investigation. There's a number of guys on his staff, and Bruce Pearl, what would an SEC media day be without asking Bruce Pearl about NCAA investigations?
And like the most charming interview in college basketball, too. Yet, you kind of forget the fact that he's also the biggest crook.
And yet, he's the guy who turned on Illinois, right, and turned them in 30 years ago for the Deion Thomas deal. But what do you think? Mizzou and Auburn? Got a chance?
No.
Okay.
I think Auburn's going to lay it on them, beat them by 15-16.
SLU in Richmond.
Billikens will win, they'll advance.
Yeah, this is a game. This is the team that they one of their worst losses of the year, getting beat at home by Richmond. That's got to be a factor too. I think SLU wins for sure. Now the Illini, where you're home of the Illini, the only issue we have is
this is the most intriguing game because Iowa is stumbling. Although Illinois did not play great down the stretch, it's a big overtime victory. I don't know. I mean, Iowa has better personnel, but boy, it wouldn't surprise me if Illinois really made this
close. I agree with that. Yeah, and Illinois had moments this year where you looked at them and said, wow, they're really putting it together. They're building momentum for next year. They're not that bad. And then you look, wait, they got 20 losses. That's pretty bad. I'm with you. I think it's a coin flip. But the Billikens are close to it. They're a tricky team to guarantee. I wouldn't go Cusumano guarantee, but I got to say, I feel pretty good about the game. And if you're a team, you make that trip all the way to Brooklyn, don't you just want to stay? Don't you just want to hang around a little bit, advance?
I think the most interesting thing about Illinois right now is this Georgie. Pronounce that last name.
Bashanishvili?
I can't even pronounce that.
Yeah.
What grade is he in?
He's a freshman.
Yep.
Gosh.
And we got a top 40 player who's a center coming in next year. Play him at power forward.
You need Io to stay, but I don't know that's going to happen.
I think it all depends on how great a Big Ten tournament. It did not have a great start against Northwestern, so I think he could stay another year.
That Georgie, in reading about him, he averaged like 8 points a game last year at whatever school he was at, you know, one of those, not a boarding school, but he didn't have robust numbers coming out. But we had Brian Barnhart on the show earlier this year, and he said, oh, Georgie's probably an NBA player at one point, which I had no idea.
It's all about potential with kids, especially kids that are that large. Sometimes it takes them a while to get, you know, their coordination down, but he is growing even as a freshman this year. I can't wait to see because he reminds me of a guy that maybe stayed to a junior year and then go out. So I think we got at least another year or two of Georgie.
All right, Frank, this is a 2-for-1. You're on the witness stand now. First, you are Jussie Smollett. Are you seriously not guilty? Do you believe you're not guilty? Or are you just
kind of like
that?
The Costanza thing, right? If you believe it, it's not,
not
a lie,
a lie,
Jerry. I don't see what he's thinking here. I mean, I think the only person that still kind of believes him is Chuck Tuna.
Hold on. So Charlie Tuna, let me just think here. I think he believes OJ's innocent, correct?
Yeah.
Believes Jussie Smollett's innocent and believes Michael Jackson's innocent? Where is he at on the Enron, guys? Is he okay? Okay, now you are Will Wade. You're the LSU coach. Are you serious? He's fighting for his job.
Yeah, he wants to be back on the bench.
He said the 1 week away, the little suspension, that was fine. But now it's time for him to be back. They have him on tape saying, I got a strong-ass offer here to get a player, a recruit. And he said, it'll be more than the rookie minimum. Those are quotes from him recruiting a player who, by the way, ended up at LSU.
I guess he thinks that if Sean Miller can keep his job for a year, although they don't have him on tape like they do the LSU coach, and I guess if Bruce Pearl can keep his.
I guess Bruce Pearl's smarter than Will Wade because you make the assistants do all the dirty work. Will Wade must be new around here. You don't do all of that talking yourself. All right, number four, the Kansas City Chiefs defense making a lot of changes. They're shifting from a 3-4 to a 4-3. That's always been the issue over there. Do you think this is Steve Spagnuolo's renaissance? Is he actually going to have a productive defense? My gut would be no.
Yeah, I mean, what would make you believe that? If you look at what he's done in St. Louis and in New Orleans, he had that one Super Bowl. Give him credit for that.
Justin Tuck. Michael Strahan, Umanura.
And he just lost. I mean, they just dismantled this thing.
Right. And
they cut Eric Berry and then Houston and then Dee Ford. It's just.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, some of those guys, maybe Houston, Rocky and I were talking off air, maybe it was time for him to go. But still, I just think if you're retooling with the idea that we need Spags guy, I hope that they're not building it around him is my point. If I'm a Chiefs fan, that would make me nervous. But then again, they could probably win every game 48-40. All right, number five, I saw this online, the debate. Is it ever a good idea to put a fried egg on a hamburger? Have you had that?
I've had it, and I'm not a fan of it.
It feels wildly unnecessary, doesn't it?
What restaurant does that? I guess a lot of diners will do it now, but
I don't see the... I've never had that.
Friendlies, I know, maybe did that.
Yeah. It just seems, like, combo-wise, Hardee's is famous for putting weird things. We put onion rings, and then another cheeseburger, and then a piece of ham. You're like, okay, stop.
Toasted wrap.
Just give me a cheeseburger.
Toasted wrap.
They would. That's kind of. I think
the St. Louis burger
between Jack in the Box and Hardee's, I think they're competing. And Plowsy can help me here. I think they might be competing for a certain demographic because a lot of that food looks like stoner food. Doesn't it?
As it should.
We added some cheese sauce.
Just add some
more. And
then
threw a burrito on top of the burger.
Look, for stoners, you can't have enough finger foods on a menu. And that's what... So if you're starting a restaurant, Frank, you yourself, plenty of finger foods and we'll come a-crawling.
Great topic. Best stoner restaurant. Taco Bell number one.
White Castle.
Wow.
The Old Knuckles.
Jack in the Box. Ooh, the Old Knuckles.
Man, that's good. That
well, if you want finger food, who has the best? Doesn't Jack in the Box have a lot of smaller items?
I think that Taco Bell is a really good one right off the bat.
Steak and Shake has a royal burger with an egg on it, and Red Robin does the egg on the burger.
Apparently the
Red
Post Robin. Has one called the Farmhouse Burger, and so does Three Kings.
Wow,
Three
well,
Kings
those are sponsors.
Place, right?
Yeah. Those are sponsors, so those are good
They're
ideas.
Clearly better.
Those are, that's the only, those are the only places allowed to put an egg on a burger. Then it's okay. That's different. All right, Five for Frank, brought to you by Greenville University.
All right, somebody requesting, by the way, Brian, the Spags Four Pillars drum.
If you can't find it, I can find it.
Yeah, we'll get it on. We'll take a break. We'll get on the way back.